Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 2. Chapter the 1st, A Happy Life, Cruelly Re-Kippered.
Curse my married above his station journalist of a son-in-law. I am to tell him the next installment of my life story, and he is late. At last. Enter!
Mr. and Mrs. Sourfield, sir.
Dear daughter Lily.
How glad I am to see you, dear papa.
Oh. And how glad I am to see you, dear papa-in-law.
Mr. Sarkville, seeing you is like seeing a cow with two heads.
I am a surprising marvel of nature.
You are one of God's dreadful mistakes, and you make me feel quite sick.
Not only feeling sick is an improvement. At the wedding, you were actually sick.
I apologize for our lateness, Papa, but we bring news.
You are to divorce? How tragic.
That is not our news, Sir Philip. Our marriage is strong and good.
A pity. Marriage should be like a boxing match. Dangerous, occasionally painful, and with absolutely no touching below the belt.
Papa, I am pregnant.
You are sure?
Well, I have sickness every morning.
I could be just waking up and seeing Sarkville next year.
Papa!
Dear daughter, forgive me. I am delighted. I miss the patter of tiny feet around the house. I occasionally hire some pygmies to tap dance for me. It's not the same.
Then rejoice, for your days of hiring tiny prancing Africans are nearly at an end.
And now, Sir Philip, the readers of the Times eagerly await the next chapter of your story.
Well, of course they do. My life has been an endless progression of trials, setbacks, and conveniently spaced cliffhanger endings. Adventure has followed me like a dog follows a man with bacon trousers and lamb chop underwear. Where shall I start?
First, I must retrieve something.
Another of your ridiculous devices, Arthur.
In this crate is the latest in high-speed communications technology. No longer may a journalist witness some news, then have a nice lunch or possibly go on holiday before writing the story up over a period of 3 or 4 cases of claret. Gone are the days where a victory at Waterloo in June 1815 was only reported in April 1816. Hence this.
Which is?
It is a carrier cheetah.
A carrier cheetah.
It has replaced the carrier pigeon. Well, eaten. It has... eaten the carrier pigeon. It can carry messages at speeds of up to 60 miles per hour over grassy plain or savannah, if not distracted by delicious-looking antelopes.
Wonderful. Do you write your story and then dispatch it in a case around the neck?
Better yet, I open this panel on the top of the cheetah-proof crate. Behold the back of the cheetah, which one simply shaves, leaving a smooth, waterproof surface to write one's story on. Shall we begin?
Very well. You have heard of how...
Could you slow down? It's not easy writing on a furious cheetah.
Garfield, that crate is looking less cheetah-proof by the second.
I assure you, it is fine. It's not fine anymore. Run! No, don't run, unless you can run 61 miles an hour over grassy plain. Wait, it's heading for the window. Oh, thank God. It was distracted by a delicious-looking antelope.
What a stroke of luck. That itinerant antelope salesman was passing by.
Yes.
Enough of your beast-based message carriers. You will take my story to the Times yourself.
Yes, Sir Philip.
Then we shall continue. Before, you heard of my youth. The happy childhood, rent asunder by my evil and ironically named guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent. My story continues several years later. The years in between are not important. Suffice to say, they were completely uneventful. Apart from one funny incident involving a horse and a balloon. In those days, I was merely Pip Bim, a rich young man about town, thanks to my invention, the bin. My story continues when I called on my sister, Pippa, and best friend and brother-in-law,